Hello, this is Dickie Richards, and welcome to the premiere episode of Awful Podcast Showcase. Today, we will be showcasing not just a bad podcast, but the worst podcast ever made. Join me for the horror of today's podcast, Hope and Freedom.
Take a shit on me. Take a shit on me. I won't be free until you torture me.
Hi. Welcome back.
Welcome.
This is my second podcast.
This is my second podcast.
And I like doing them.
It helps to fill the void of my long, lonely, girlfriendless days.
Yeah, I have so much to say. And there's so much to say. And it's hard to organize everything.
Especially when you're retarded.
But this time I'm going to talk about hope and freedom in the Middle East.
Hope and freedom? Doesn't that retarded guy that's always on the news, isn't he always talking about hope and freedom?
And now, a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
We will spread the universal values of hope and freedom.
These are some things which are very important. They mean everything. Everything to us. And everything to any person. And George W. Bush, our president.
Presidente. El Presidente. George Bush, El Presidente.
Who was elected with a majority.
Not the first time, mister.
Speaks about it often.
He sure fucking does.
And he's right. He's right to do so. He doesn't talk about it more often enough.
Yes, I agree. I don't think he talks about it more often enough, and I think when he does talk about it more often enough, he misunderstands it.
I know the Democrats, they like to say, it's the same thing over and over again.
Here you go again, Mr. Mondale.
I don't know, but in politics, that's an amazing feat. To say the same
moronic
thing over and over again. That's what we
retards
want. That's what we
retards
need. Now, hope and freedom. What is this about?
Hope and freedom. Hope and freedom.
What does it do for us? I mean, we take it so for granted. Liberals, they just want freedom for every fringe.
This is an original thought made by Mr. Hope and Freedom. I repeat, this is an original thought made by Mr. Hope and Freedom. This thought did not come from Bill O'Reilly, Rush Limbaugh, or even Michael Savage. This thought is a totally unique thought. Okay? It's trademarked. There's a patent pending on it. It's copyrighted. So don't even mess with this piece of original thinking. Okay? Don't even go there. Don't think it. You think it. Don't.
And destroying the base. Freedom and hope. That's what allow us to live. That's why we have children. That's why we go to work and we know we can invest in ourselves.
Freedom.
And we know we can invest in business.
Freedom.
We know we can earn money that we keep. We know that no one can take anything away from us and we have rights. All that creates hope and freedom.
Hope and freedom.
That's the key. The reason why America is so great, it's not because we're smarter.
We're more handsome.
I mean, just look at where Americans came from. We came from Europe. We came from all over the world. Americans are from all over the world. We're not smarter.
We're more handsome.
How can we be smarter? What, a gene, your brain grows when you cross the Atlantic? We're more civilized. We understand good better.
No, I would have to disagree. We are more civilized. Now take me for example. I drink Earl Grey tea like Captain Picard. And, you know, that's a pretty fucking civilized tea to drink, and...
No. We have hope and freedom. That's why when someone has an idea, they pursue it. In Iraq, if a guy has an idea that could be make mega $1 million or even a business, he's not going to do it. Because he doesn't have hope and freedom.
Hope and freedom. Hope and freedom. Threat level. Threat level.
Hope and freedom. Hope and freedom.
Threat level. We will continue to take the fight to the enemy, and we will fight until the enemy is defeated. Threat level. Cause of freedom will prevail. Evil. Evil. Threat level. Liberty. Threat level. Threat level.
The government is going to take his business. He's never going to make any money. He can't use his money. He's going to have to pay taxes.
Unlike us.
He's going to have to deal with the gangs run by the government.
Yes, you would have to deal with the Iraqi Bloods and Crips.
His security is not secured.
Yes, and let me tell you, that is the worst type of security, when your security is not secured. You can't get any less secure security than unsecured security.
Having money is risky. Someone else will just come along and kill you. Hope and freedom. Freedom to live. Freedom to do what you want safely, securely. And having hope. That's why we continue. That's why we fight. If we didn't have hope that we could keep our rights, if there was no hope that we could keep our rights, if someone was going to take away our rights and there was no hope that we could ever overcome that evil, we wouldn't do what we'd be doing here in America. We'd be doing what they do in countries where that's the situation.
Oh, well, thank you. That clarifies everything.
And also, hope and freedom, hope to govern yourself, to live in a free society. That's a hope. We have that hope, which is fulfilled. Iraqis never had that hope, nor did any Muslim, or very few Muslims, in the Middle East. Their governments are tyrannical.
Tyranny.
And radical. Anyone that tries to take control is dealt with violently and viciously and without remorse. The whole society is based on fear. And if someone does happen to take over, the only thing they can do is be as vicious as the people who are trying to take power back, because if they're not...
Dr. Hope and Freedom has a PhD from Stanford University in Middle Eastern Affairs. If you would like to order his latest book, Hope and Freedom, More Hope and Freedom, and Hope and Freedom Up the Fucking Yin-Yang, you can go to Amazon.com or any local bookseller. Thank you.
They're going to just eventually lose. There's no 911 to call. The whole politics are... It's gangs trying to take over. What do you think a terrorist would look like if he took over a country?
They'd probably look something like my ex-wife.
I'll tell you what he would look like. His name is Saddam Hussein.
Nah, my ex had a far bushier mustache than Saddam. It wouldn't look like Saddam.
That's a terrorist that beat all obstacles, just like the Taliban. These are terrorists that reached their goal in their nations or lands. They're terrorists. They terrorize their own people. They terrorize them so much, they don't need car bombs and suicide bombers because they have an army.
Yes, it's sort of like a clone army in Star Wars. It's sort of like a clone terrorist army.
But Saddam is not a terrorist anyway. Yeah, he only paid suicide bombers to go to Israel, but that's okay. That's okay. That's a technicality.
Well, if you want to get technical, that's not true, but let's not get too technical. That's a technicality.
He wouldn't send suicide bombers anywhere else, only to Israel. And but anyway, now the Iraq War. You see what it did? Did you see what happened?
No, I didn't see a fucking thing, man. I saw a bunch of networks doing a lot of cheerleading.
Man, people voted and they risked their lives under the worst threat possible. What worse situation would you want? The terrorists are going to blow up the lines. They're going to target you and your family when they see you online.
Online! Online! Online!
8 million go to vote, and they have their fingers stamped in purple? I don't think they were scared. Somebody has hope.
No, I think that someone is making creative use of colors.
Somebody has hope.
Hope.
Somebody has hope.
Hope.
8 million fingers.
All stamped very cutely in purple.
Didn't come off so fast.
Because purple dye is hard to get off.
It didn't come off so fast. They didn't even want to rub it off.
They couldn't resist how cute it was.
And for the first time in their lives, there was something happening within the soul of every good, peace-loving Muslim in the Middle East when they saw that elections. A special feeling inside them.
Wasn't that a Barbra Streisand song? How'd it go? A special feeling inside of them. People needing people. A special feeling inside of them.
And it basically it can be described with the question, why don't I vote? Why don't I vote? Why don't I vote? For the first time in their lives, they're seriously asking the question, and they want an answer. And they want an answer. Hope.
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 That's what it is. That's what you get.
Hope and freedom.
When the people securing the freedom they desire tell them unequivocally,
whoa there, we're using a lot of syllables here. Let's keep it monosyllabic, okay? Just keep doing what you're doing.
Without a timetable, or without a schedule, or without mincing any words, or without leaving any doubt, the people will support them and their aspiration and pursuit of freedom.
Freedom.
That's the only way that we're getting what we have now. Hope.
Hope.
You want to see that hope disappear? Set a date for the U.S. withdrawal. Just set a date.
No, don't set it. Please don't set it.
Just set a date.
No!
Set a date.
For the love of Christ, please don't set that date!
January 2007. They need hope. They can't do it alone.
Yes, and that is because they are inferior people, and we are, of course, superior Westerners, and they can't handle it because they're just stupid.
You think there would be less bloodshed if there was an uprising within Iraq? Led by Iraqis without Americans? No, there would be 300,000 killed in 2 weeks, and it would be over, and it would be a few news stories, and you wouldn't even notice it. Just like it happens in other places, no one would even cover it. They'd cover it, yeah, now they would cover it, but...
Look, make up your mind. Would they cover it or not cover it? I need to know that.
They would... In Iraq? When Saddam was there? The next terrorist, the next in line, was looking to take over since he's been in the government looking at Saddam, are going to take over just like they are now.
Okay, you're making even less sense than you were before, okay? So, it's Ritalin time, okay? So why don't you just take a break, get a nice cool glass of water, and take the Ritalin.
They're not going to give up. It's 100,000 civilians in Iraq dead. It's not Americans killing them.
Right. We didn't kill any of those people. Right. The terrorists killed them. Okay. Glad you clarified. that for me. Thank you.
Americans are not killing them. They are not targeting them. It's the terrorists who purposefully target them because they know that the liberals are counting. They're only kicking themselves that they didn't have another 30 or 40 suicide bomb attacks, or they could have made it 150,000, because maybe then the Democrats would work even harder to get the U.S. out, which is exactly what they're trying to do with the suicide bombers.
Hi. Are you a retarded asshole like Mr. Hope and Freedom? Do you spend your days listening to Rush Limbaugh and your nights watching Fox News? Do you yearn to once again have sex, or at least have sex for once in your pathetic lifetime? If your drive for sex is stronger than your drive to be stupid, if you feel ready to handle the truth, the National Center for Retarded Assholes can help. First, we will deprogram all the retarded bullshit that you so gullibly eat up from right-wing fat bastards. Then, so you will not have a relapse, we will give you an intensive course on a subject that you have never heard of. It's called critical thinking. Critical thinking is your weapon against retardation, and we will show you how to use it and to use it always. If you're ready to handle the truth, if you're ready to have sex, call 1-800-RETARDO. That's 1-800-RETARDO. Operators are standing by.
They know the media is announcing it, and they know the Democrats are using it. There's no other reason. Bush said, and they know, Bush is not leaving. Democrats give the terrorists hope. The terrorists have hope as well.
Oh, wait a second. I thought hope was a good thing.
Thanks to the Democrats.
You're welcome. Anytime we could aid the terrorists, hey, that's what we're here for.
We're going to pull out. Hey, we almost set a schedule, a date for them. What do you think is going to happen after that date? You think we can leave there?
Yes, basically they're just a bunch of savages, and they need help from us, great Christian soldiers, and they can't handle it alone, and, you know, they're like children, and we're so superior to them, so we better help them out, because they need hope and freedom. So, and if they don't want the hope or the freedom, that's their problem.
There was a hell there to begin with. The Middle East needs democracy. We need hope and freedom. Hope and freedom. And that's what Bush is bringing to the Middle East. And there's only one way to do it, exactly the way Bush is doing it. But you can't deal with terrorists. You can't deal with terrorists. You must kill them.
No. Killing them is not enough. Okay? We gotta go farther, okay? Let's strip them naked and torture them. That'll teach them. But, oh shit, we've already done that. Well, okay. Let's just go back to killing them. The fucks?
The message must be, you cannot use terrorists. You cannot use terrorism. Though you Democrats are setting up for a world where anyone that wants to bring a cause will use terrorists, and you guys will accept it.
Yeah, I would have to agree with that. I mean, when I meet a nice girl and she just happens to be a terrorist, I don't have any reservations about bringing her home to meet my mother and my father. I'm just too accepting because I'm a liberal.
You accept the terrorists as if they're not human. They're going to beat suicide bombers. Just give them a news article, and they are naturally incited to become suicide bombers. And we have to stop before another story about some Guantanamo Bay prisoner says something, and they're going to have more suicide bombers. I thought that the suicide bombers were in Palestine only because they were so desperate. And it wasn't an argument. They're so desperate that, look, at they're willing to give up their lives because they're so desperate. That's why Israel should pull out. But look, they're so desperate.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I mean, they're probably like me with women. It's like, I'm just so desperate for sex, and I'm just needy, and women reject me because I'm needy, and you know, I'm just drooling and slobbering all over the place, and it's, I feel like if I don't find a mate, I'm just gonna lose my fucking mind, and I believe me, I know desperation, you know, so I know how these terrorists must feel.
They're committing suicide bombing. The hijackers on the 9/11 planes were not desperate, hungry. They were not. They were living in the Western world. They were flying around. They lived wherever the hell they wanted. They went to schools. They could study wherever they wanted. They weren't desperate, but they used suicide bombing. Oh. What happened to the other argument with about Palestine? You have suicide bombings in Russia, India, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq, Jordan, Israel. I don't know. Is there anywhere that there isn't suicide bombings?
Canada.
That's what they use because it works. Thank you, Democrats. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Their bombs are going to get bigger. Yeah, soon in one bomb, they're going to give you $100,000, 100,000 dead number. With just one bomb, whoa, you know, we're going to have to pull out before we even get to anywhere. We should just give in. Liberals act like there's only, like there's no evil in the world.
Yes, that is correct, with exception to Barney. Barney is the only evil in the world, but just Barney and everything that is not Barney is not evil.
Like, because now they're alive, and they know what is good, and they know that war is bad, and that people die, and that's bad, of course it is. And that because they know that we gotta pull out, and because of that, if we pulled out of World War II, Hitler would have said, oh, wow, look how nice they are. I'm gonna stop, we're gonna have freedom for everybody. I'm gonna change my whole philosophy that I'm fighting for.
Yes, and that would have enabled the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler to win World War II, and you know, there wouldn't be any Jews, but there would be some awfully good beer out there.
This is not a cartoon game.
Yeah, I'm not sure what a cartoon game is, but whatever it is, it's not that.
Don't let them put on these Muslim outfits and claim behind the Muslim religion. And, oh, they just do suicide bombings now. What is this? We accept it? They are people. They are human beings as like me and you. And
whoa there. I'm going to have to stop you there. You're not a human being. You're a fucking robot. You don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Whatever stupid shit that comes to your mind, you just flap your lips and it comes out. Okay? All you know is these catchwords. Hope, freedom, okay? And not even George Bush knows what the fuck they mean because they don't mean a freaking thing. Okay? You're a moron. Okay? You're not a human being. At best, you're a parrot. You know? You're like, quack, 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 quack.
Give them the respect they deserve. They're human beings, just like me and you, who decide to go and kill innocents because of what they learn. And you're teaching them everything that they have. Articles, they have movies, they have pictures, they have quotes, they have comparisons from senators to the gulag. That's what we're doing to Muslims. I mean, and then they go and they want to recruit, and they go with this, how you not going to recruit? And then they say, oh, look, they're recruiting more.
Yeah, I think you're losing track of your thought again, and maybe if a Ritalin break won't do, maybe you should try maybe something in the Zine family, Thorazine, Stelazine. You got to get your mind focused because you're starting to drift.
Now that's the Democrats' argument, is that we're recruiting more. And when they report about the shortage in the military, they don't say, oh, America needs a military, and we better support our military, and we better make sure that there's a good, that the people who are interested in it will sign up. But no, you try to dissuade people. You tell them, oh, the military should not be recruiting kids 17, 18 years old.
Oh, heaven forbid we send some more cannon fodder over to Iraq.
The military should not be recruiting 17 to 18-year-olds?
Tell me something, Mr. Flatmouth. How come you didn't enlist? Okay, what are you doing to help the war effort?
Why not? What, the military is evil? The military is the reason why we are free.
Okay, I have reached a point where I can no longer take Mr. Hope and Freedom. Maybe sometime on another show, you will hear this, I don't know what to call him, lunatic, mental retard, I don't know, you know, but maybe you will hear him again on another show, but it ain't gonna be on this one.
This is Dickie Richards, host of Awful Podcast Showcase. I would like to make an announcement. I will be signing autographs at the Kenmore Gun Club in Westmore, Massachusetts. So if you want to get my signature on a handsome 7x9 glossy photo of me for a mere $17.99, bring your money and your arms to the Kenmore Gun Club, where real men go to shoot their guns. Now, I just want to add, since this is a gun club, that bring your gun, but, I don't want to make it sound like you shouldn't bring your gun because this is a gun club, you know, and I have to, like, plug the gun club, but bring your gun, but don't bring the bullets. How's that? Don't bring the bullets. If you're having a bad day, if you feel angry at me, your wife, your children, your boss, anyone, just, you know, don't come if you feel angry or any, or, you know, I mean, don't bring your bullets if you feel angry. Bring your gun, don't bring the bullets, okay? Or if you've been drinking, or if you're on drugs, if you're not sober, okay, leave the bullets at home. Okay, just bring the gun, okay, or if you don't have a gun, you know, just, you know, you could sign up and be a member of the gun club. I'm sure they'd be happy to have you shoot the gun, or whatever it is that people do at gun clubs. I don't really do guns. I'm not really allowed to have guns because I'm mentally ill, and I can't, you know, pass the, you know, application process because I'm mental. But just so you know, I just wanted to say that. And also, I just want to say that this 7x9 glossy photo of me in Dickie Richards is unbelievable. I mean, it's $17.99, okay? It's a good value. And you could pass this on to your children, okay? And your children could pass it on to their children. This is the gift that keeps on giving. Okay, let me get on with the credits. I cannot and will not do Awful Podcast Showcase without your support. If you want to see more shows, you must vote for Awful Podcast Showcase. You can do this by going to our website at talkwarrior.com. That's talkwarrior.com. And clicking vote for the podcast in the left-hand menu. Can't miss it. I can assure you that if you do not vote for my show, that I will get pissed off and I'll feel like really dissed. Okay? And I'll just say, fuck it. I'm not making any more of these shows. Okay? So it's up to you. Okay? Ball is in your court. I'd like to thank John Truby for providing us with his music. For more information about John Truby, please go to our website at talkwarrior.com. If you find an awful podcast that lacks a copyright notice, let me repeat that, lacks a copyright notice, look at the MP3, make sure there's no copyright notice embedded in the MP3 as well, okay? We have to be legitimate here. Please email me at talkwarrior.com. Awful Podcast Showcase is a copyrighted broadcast of the talkwarrior.com radio network. It may not be modified or excerpted in any way. It may be retransmitted, provided that it is not altered or excerpted in any way. Hopefully, if you vote for me, okay, as I instructed earlier, I will see you again.
Torture me and stop me down into the ground. Take a shit on me. Take a shit on me. Why don't you kick my ass? Why don't you kick my ass? Come on and kick my ass all across the yard to show the world you're the man in charge. Why don't you kick my ass? All the tyrants of the world always kill us every day. We gotta rise on up, blast them down, to be the bloody corpses to our starving dogs. Torture me. Why don't you torture me? Come on and torture me. Your dungeon cell, as I ride and bleed in your desperate spell. Come on, torture me. Why don't you torture me?